Hey, hey, hey! This is Radio and TV Entertainment, AMFM, with my celebrity co-host, comedian Super Fox, with Tony Tail!
What's up? What's up, Mr. Hilarity in the house?
Filming.
making, the animation, the graphic design, because I'm good with just creative processes, man. I found the way to, whatever I create in my imagination, I can bring out in visuals, animation, graphics, you know, and I just want to keep that momentum going. So,
very talented.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean, I ain't gonna lie. My daughter can draw. I can't draw, but my daughter can draw. Okay. And, you know, I'm a single daddy, raised my daughter Yolanda,
Yeah.
And I'm going next month down there. She graduated at the National Guard. She's 20 years old. That's my heart. Raised her myself, and we moved here from Florida. So, like I say, she's talented. When you get somebody that's talented like that, it can do all those.
And she's freehand drawing.
Yeah,
man, I can freehand draw. I never was good with eyes, so I draw you super fox. Your body, cheekbones, nose, lips be on point. Get to them eyes. You had them Forrest Whitaker eyes going on a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing that you're just multi-talented. I mean, anything in the arts. Yeah. So how long have you also been a big supporter of, like, you know, maybe Big Brother to many of the youth that wanted to do exactly what you do in the community as well?
It's interesting because, like, I've always been kind of like a big brother, like a role model growing up in the family, so I kind of had the training for that. On both my mother and my father's side, I'm the oldest son and grandchild. You know, it's the oldest child and grandchild from the immediate family. You know, so I've always had the little youngsters, and I have a few cousins and nephews that got into the business. We worked together doing things. You know, I'm a big supporter of youth programs. I'm a big supporter of youth filmmakers, just young creative minds that's looking to do things, pick up a camera rather than a gun. You know, we'll rather take a situation and turn it into a skit rather than start fighting and mess up your life down the road. That's kind of how I am. I stay out the way. So I try to resonate with younger filmmakers, younger actors, the way I do my casting in my movies. You know, I cast young people, I cast people that's not actors, people that may have a personality in there, they may be, you know. So it's like I work with people who have that creative ability to want to move forward and make something great, because everybody, there's billions of talented people in the world, and they're all right. You know, I'm just one guy on earth who has multi-talented skills that's trying to just make my mark, so whenever my time comes, people can look back and be like, you know what, that guy was hilarious. That's all I want you to say, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's
don't
right.
Be like, oh man, Tony, rest in peace. Tony who? Oh, that guy that was doing the comedy. No, I want you to say that's hilarious. Creative things that started a guy that just comes out and does the he can also have comedy that's subtle and comedy that's, you know, because Eddie Murphy is a natural comedian.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Came out, even Dr. Doolittle, that's supposed to be a kid movie. I was watching that movie in tears. I was like, y'all don't really know Eddie Murphy. I'm seeing all the little stuff in there, Coming to America, All the Nights, you know?
A few people in the music world, such as Sandy Harden, she's in country music, but she's amazing. She's with Red Star, Entertainment Magazine, and also another one. She's worked with Carrie Underwood, and you know, she did a beautiful song that I actually have played on my podcast show called Courage, and it's beautiful. But she was going through cancer when she was creating that song. And she said that the song really creating helps her to get through. And she's a Christian.
I'm a true believer that some of the most beautiful art, beautiful cinematography, beautiful graphic words, just beautiful expression comes for some of the most deepest, like, stress and hurt. Just like, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Because you're letting yourself go, and that's why I don't write. You know, I go on stage and whatever mood has been, you know what I'm saying, going on, this is my way of just releasing. So for her to make such beautiful music while she was going through something so personal, you know what I'm saying, it really says something about the passion and the talent that's embedded in her, you know what I'm saying?
She's an award-winning songwriter, and she's also an award-winning Christian published Christian publisher as well. And, right. And she's right now, she's retired. And I love speaking with her because everything she talks about, she's so incredibly talented when it comes to creating music. And I every time I spoke with her, I could see why. Just like I see why with you, Tony Till, that movie trailer, that got me going. I want to see that movie.
The paper.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the Papers film series is something that is just making its own right now. Like I started it back in 2013. 2015, I believe, and it really originated back in 2007, 2008, when I started getting into the filmmaking. I started coming up with my own DVDs with sketch comedy and animation, just random stuff. It was called Who You Telling? 2007, that was my very first one. So I had a 6-second skit on there called What Happened to This Dude? And it was a guy at the vending machine, and he got his chip, and he took one step, and the next jump cut, he was face down on the ground, and 3 pieces of paper was falling. And that was it, and it faded off. I had like 4 or 5 different random clips of that. So fast forward to 2013-14, I was in season 4 or 5 of the Tony Till Show, and I needed an episode that was to come on in 2 weeks. And I looked at my girl, Ansel, and I was like, you know, my skit I had, let's turn it into a movie. So I shot a 30-minute movie, just papers. It was about a paper factory that burned down in 1938, and the souls got stuck, and they never transitioned, so they got stuck in the soil. So over the years, the paper industry came in and cut down the trees and then created paper products. So in 2015... that's when the souls woke up and started attacking me via toilet paper, tissue, Christmas wrap, you know?
Wow, I love that.
You know, so I just came up with this.
As well. So I love that you developed that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the metaphor of the paper series, it touches on how papers take over our lives for real. Bills, money, mortgage, report cards, receipts, taxes, you know, everything that stresses us out. We got papers in our lives stressing us out every day. So I metaphor, you know, turn that metaphor into an action thriller comedy horror of an evil paper family called Ambrose. I got people controlling toilet tissue. I got people controlling newspapers, paper planes, origami, pinatas. You know, so they stressing me out so much, I got a big beard on me. I'm Gandalf the Brown in this movie. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a real fun. I got Fox 2 News' Amy Lang, Fox 2 Detroit News, a good friend of mine. She plays the paper empress. So, you know, I'm making waves and I'm working with great people. And I'm, you know, creating a great atmosphere of just, you know, because the filmmaking business is stressed enough. You know, actors are stressed enough to stay relevant, trying to get on, trying to break in, trying to work on different projects, the litigation, the politics. I create an atmosphere that is minus all of that. You like to create, you have talent, I have an avenue, you know, via animation, skits, papers, film series. So I have a movie series that is just unlike nothing. Like, nobody has this right now. And, like, I want to go far with it. I'm going to Papers 50. I'm on Papers 14 right now. It's my Purge parody. It comes out this summer. I hope to get y'all in here, man. I'm going to fly down to Florida and get y'all in here. You know what I'm saying?
My company produces movies too. I'm so sorry. Superbike, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm currently in Pennsylvania, and I'm moving to Las Vegas, so I'm going to be real close. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give me an Uber to Pennsylvania then before you hit the Vegas. I don't want to ride across the river. If I see an Uber driver and take me 3 states over. Yeah, yeah, definitely. You come out to Pennsylvania, I'm going to tell you this. It's some hills out here. San Francisco type. I'm in one of those places, boy. Your transmission better be good. Yeah, that's why I ain't bringing my car, sir. I'm going to come in here hang gliding, sir. We got the roller coaster mountains. Oh, yes. And Katniss knew about it when I had them out here. You know, I brought them out here a couple of times to do some shows, and they was like, oh, my God.
You
know how it is.
That's crazy. We got 17 seasons in Michigan. I don't think y'all know that. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. That is real crazy. And I'm telling you straight up that I can't wait to get on a show with you. I can't wait.
Oh, man. Man, my energy is explosive, man. Like, a lot of people will do shows with me, and they be like, man, I can't put my finger on it, man. Your energy, blah, blah. And then they'll find out who my dad is, and they're like, oh, my God. Because we have a similar style, but I have a whole new take on it. Like, my mind is so chaotic. I think I'm borderline schizophrenic, bro, because my comedy style is just, like, I'm thinking, you know how the Marvel movies come on and the logos be flickering through all the pages? That's how my mind works 24/7. I just be plucking out stuff to go on about my day with, man. So, and that's how my father's mind is. So imagine a tour, me, you, Tony Roberts, you know what I'm saying? Yolanda, she hosting it, you know what I'm saying? She out there podcast live.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Keep walking. They'll walk during the daytime. The only time they run is they if they notice you notice them.
The comedy, you know, you write your comedy material through experiences, right? So basically, what would be your strategy for up and coming comedians out there?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, find your style. Go up there, hit the write a 3 to 5 minute set, whatever your use your natural personality. Now, if you are good at coming up with a facade, like a character, and want to go on stage with it, just go 100%, but naturally just be yourself. So I would say in your strategy of writing, you should use your natural ability and natural timing. You know, don't try to force anything as far as like your comedy structure, whatever your jokes are, whatever you're trying to talk about, find a subject flow. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll notice after like your first, second, third time on stage, you'll start noticing your stage legs. You'll start finding your swag. Because I was talking fast when I got on stage. My strategy was throw all the funny stuff in and just throw, and get on stage and just go. It's almost like somebody saying, actually, giving me 5 Red Bulls and I just go until somebody knock me out. You know what I'm saying? And that burns you out. You know, so what you want to do is have a build up. You know, it's a roller coaster ride. You know, you want to have a good opener. Come on and have a good opener just to greet the crowd. We call it an icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? I usually come out, I use the cha-cha slide, or I generate the room. Like I did the Dearborn Comedy Festival twice, 2 years in a row, and you know, goes and it's like that type of crowd and audience and religion, and they're different. You know what I'm saying? So you got to come up with a different swag. So my strategy goes for real life situations, because that's where my comedy comes from. Everyday situations. When I'm driving, I see people driving hilarious. Somebody sitting in the car hilarious. Next time you waiting at a light, just look at every car you in. You're gonna find 3 people doing something hilarious. I use that, morph that into stage, because when you leave my shows, you start noticing the things that I've mentioned to you on stage during my 15, 20, 30 minutes. And you realize I'm a real-life hilaritarian. Like, pull the hilarity from your naturalness. That's what I was saying. You know, don't try to force too much. Don't try to do, just because you've seen comedians do it this way, don't try to do what they do. Find your own, like, your own groove. You know, everybody has a lane.
That's, you know, and I believe that's what comedian Superfox was saying. You know, that you have to have, I think, 4 or 5 beats. Is that right, comedian Superfox? when you're on stage too.
Four or five beats.
Yeah, 4 or 5 beats, you know, within it to keep it hilarious. You know, to keep it going.
Oh yeah, you gotta have that. You gotta have that. Now you gotta give the crowd time to laugh, especially when you hit something and they go to laugh. Don't just go right into the next joke, because the people that's laughing are gonna kind of miss the beginning of that setup, and then you kind of lose that flow, because you might lose them a little bit. So get a flow, get a joke. You gotta listen to the audience. That you listen and you just stay in the moment. You know.
You know, the life of a comedian and you know a person that's in the arts and completely, because I feel that comedy is in the arts. If there's an art to what you do when it comes to making
it's an artistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a creative artistry, because if you realize each and every person has a different personality. So you put a group of 50 people, 100 people, that's 100 different personalities that's expecting you to be funny on their expectation of what comedy is. So when you get up there and just naturally bring, like you go up there and paint a picture, you tell a story, you know, a dramatic live story, and where you can touch each and every personality, every funny bone that's in that audience can find something in that comedy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way of life, I feel, because it's artistry in people's everyday personality. It's people in everyday conversations. When you're at work, Yolanda, when you're not on the podcast, tomorrow morning you're gonna have a whole stand-up set just from 10 o'clock to noon. You're going to find some comedy in there. You're not going to really notice it until you really sit down and look at what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I find comedy
That's
when I'm waiting in line.
That's a great way to kind of work the role. Yeah.
You know, I find comedy when I'm waiting in line, you know, and so forth. The person who has all the stuff.
Everything, yeah.
You know?
So it's just like I bring that type of stuff out, and I try to stay in the moment. I try to stay real, just realistic, and try to be real with people. You know, I don't go up there and put on too much of an act where it's like, oh, okay, we know it was an act, but it was funny. No, this dude is natural. Like, he's just telling some real stuff. Like, this happened to me yesterday. Oh, my God, this is hilarious. You know what I'm saying? So I try to keep it fun like that, you know what I'm saying? And I have the energy for it. So, you know, find your swag, find your energy. Everybody has comedy in them. It's just about unlocking it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely. What's up, man?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. You probably hear this, and Jack Nick told me this, right? And he told Yolanda too, but he said that we on Facebook, when you got friends and you got a friend and you probably know this person and y'all friends together, because anyway. He was telling me he was looking up your dad, right?
Yeah.
And your dad, mom, your grandma, I guess, yeah, his mom is friends with me on Facebook.
Yeah, grandma Nick, you know what I'm saying? She pick and choose. And Comedian Superfox, you in the elite group, bro. My grandma Nick got a few friends and only a few comedians, if any, but Comedian Superfox is on that list, bro. Welcome. I ain't even know grandma Nick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what you
mean? I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? to pay good attention to my child. You know what I'm saying? I want her to have the best. So therefore, now everything is straight. It's time to go. And when I get to Las Vegas, I'm traveling. And definitely Detroit is my home, boy. I like Detroit.
No, yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I got to come out to Vegas, man. You go out there. Keep me posted.
Oh, no. Yeah, trust me. You're going to be one of the ones. Yeah, you go come to Vegas, dog.
I'm there.
You family, dog. You know you family. You definitely coming out there. When I get out there, I'm going to start my own show. You know what I'm saying? Because I also, you know, I got a PA system and all that. So, you know, I know how to put shows together and all that. So, okay, I told Catnip, hey, so as soon as I get out there, I'm going to bring the Detroit people. The Detroit family coming out there. So, yeah, as soon as I get the spot, you know I'm going to get you out there.
That's what's up. I'm ready, man. You know that's going to be hype. This nigga's playing everything he was about to have. Yeah, you know, I'm about to set this up. You know, I'm going to have the mic stand. I'm going to have the titanium steel mic. I'm going to have the cord to connect to the system. So you got music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have the chair set. That nigga let you know that it's about to be fire, and I'm ready.
Oh, it's going to be
I got a show coming up this Saturday. It's the first first show in our comedy tour, man, the Keeping It Clean series, hosted by Martini Harris, bro. It's me,
Bill,
Calvin Brown, Bill,
Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill,
Bill, Bill, Bill,
Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill, Bill,
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. He showed mad love to the Papers Film series, too. Catnip gets, you know, connects with me and helps me with locations, man. He helps me with getting the extras. You know, he's always there when I need him. You know what I'm saying? And then we're starting to
get
done
work
together.
Call me.
No, you said what?
If you need a writer, call me, because I'm also, you know, I have a company, and we do film production, and I'm also a screenwriter.
Okay.
You'll get it.
Okay,
let's go down. No, because I actually come out with a film myself, but, you know, but I want to see the hilarity, so, yes.
Oh, yeah. The hilarity is coming. We're going to definitely chop it up. We can collaborate for sure this year.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, we all making new ways and breaking through, and that's what I'm talking about.
I want to see Tony Tell the sitcom. And Super Fox to sit
down. Oh, man. I want to get back into doing skits, man. I think that's going to be the segue, man. I've been around some great people that's doing skits. They're getting on with these videos and all that stuff, man. So I was like, you know, I got the personality for it. So I'll be getting a little sitcom or something real. So I might just write it and shoot it myself. I got to write on the phone right now. You know what I'm saying? I got two kids right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. You know what?
I'm learning certain tricks of the game, man. Shout out Antonio Hall, man. Unc Baby, Casey is squirt. Like, he been, don't show it to me, blow up, man. He is one of those edgy, like, he got that edgy style, man, that works. And it's pretty classic to watch, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, he's motivating me. And because I'm like, man, I need to get back everything. I told you about my characters, man. Print the paper, he the best rapper in his head. You know what I'm saying? And he need me. Even put in a paper. Hey, baby chickens and crickets. You know, it don't even matter. Whatever he's spitting, he think he the hardest dude ever. You know what I'm saying? So, me and you, Super Fox, me, you, Yolanda, we need to put out a Christmas album this year.
We're going to do 12 days of Christmas. That's what we're
going to
do.
Whenever you ready, I'm ready to jump, man. Yeah, you're right. life, you know what I'm saying? We need to live for each other. And I always say, comedians, we need to work as a team. This is about making people laugh and have a good time, not about beating on each other.
Yeah, because I focus on the creative aspect of it, man. I focus on the development of just not necessarily myself, but the people around me and the people that I work with. Because I have a lot of abilities on and off screen. I started acting in 2010. You know, I went to Actors Workshop, Royal Oak, did a year there, and I did a couple Shakespeare plays, man, and just different things, man. Like, I dabbled in a lot of things. And I try to live that positive lifestyle. I don't beef with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on anybody else that's doing any other thing. You know, I just try to do my moves. You know, the hilarity is going to flow whether you join the hilarity or not. The hilarity is going to be around you. You know what I'm saying? This is a movement I'm creating. We're hilaritarians. You two are honorary hilaritarians as of right now. Welcome to the hilarity, quality, authentic hilarity worldwide. You know what I'm saying? So, I try to live that. And Super Fox, you live that. And Yolanda, you live that every single day. You help people. You work with people. You keep that energy around you. No negativity. The devil's a lie. Ain't that what they say? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every day.
Right. Exactly. And you don't let anything get under your skin 2 months to knock you off your goal. You know what I'm saying? You may get sidetracked a little bit, but we always find a way. I'm a Capricorn. So, you know, I'm focused on my business. You know what I'm saying?
Virgo, so we work hard every day. Exactly. We get some workaholics.
Exactly. Workaholics for real.
Okay, yeah, we work 9 o'clock. And, you know, of course, Mr. Super Fox, you know, he's a lion.
You move faster, you know what I'm saying? You over there chilling on the rock, looking at the light, everything the light touches, you know?
That's right. Yeah, you know how it is. You know, I'm straight forward, and I'm a go-getter. You know, one of my sayings is, I'm like a hurricane. You can prepare for one, but you can't stop one.
That's what I'm saying. You can't stop one. You don't know how strong it's going to be when it hits you. All you can do is be prepared.
Yeah. Embrace the present. Embrace the stage. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing I say. I say I love, you know, I know Yolanda, you probably want to know how it feels, but I know for a fact, Tony Tell know, that when you hit that stage and you demand and that crowd love you, that's the biggest high you can ever get. That's a high that you want to keep.
I know. Wait a minute.
I sing.
So I do live concerts. I have albums out there. Yeah.
Right. You be ready. And it's me. It hits me when I go to new venues and new shows, you know, just because it's a new audience. You just never know. Something that may have been working last week might not hit this week. But, you know what I'm saying? You got to be ready for it. So, you know, just going and just... As soon as they calling you up and the people are cheering and you grab the mic and realize the energy, that's when it locks in, man, and you're there. Exactly. You in the zone. Because just you hearing the crowd out there, you hearing that rumble, it's just a different feeling when you're right there behind the curtain, ready to just come out. Because you know for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes is you. It's you. You put a murder that day. Exactly. Now, I feel like I try to be all humble sometimes. I be like, yeah, you know, I'm this show, but there's some rules I go in and I'm like, I'm about to murder this motherfucker.
You can't tell me shit. And you know what, Tony Tell? And don't let me. I'm clean. I put on one of my Zoom suits. You can't tell me shit.
You coming out super clean. You probably flying on stage. Like you got the wheels on the heels. Oh, I'm back. Well, shout out Clipper Man. Clipper Man got that joke where he do that. Dude, kill me. That's how fly you be. Man, you ever had Clipper on here?
Oh, cool. When I came up north, Clipper Man took me on tour. In New York. He took me on a lot of shows from Somerset, New Jersey. Yeah, I know Clipper Man. I know him for a while.
He gave me some good. Yeah, Clipper Man, dog. I done did a few shows with him, man, especially like coming up my first few years in the game, man. Clipper Man, he always told me, stay focused, man, because he's wild on stage. He's wild. But when you meet him, and when
when he off stage, he the smoothest cat, man. He the smoothest brother.
Real nice. Yeah, real nice.
Exactly. But don't cross him. Don't cross him. You know what I'm saying?
Is he a Leo?
You asking the wrong person. I say he a vegetarian. So I don't know. I have no clue, bro. You know?
He's a funny brother. He a real funny brother. Real funny brother. I had the pleasure of dealing with him back in the day. Couple man, But there's a lot of other. And you know what? There's a lot of comedians out there that we run into that we deal with. But a lot of comedians got to understand, don't be stressing this game out. Don't. It's comedy. Our job is to make people laugh, not to beat on each other. Comedians out here like, I'm better than you.
Yeah. I mean, it's the comedians that get on that level. Everybody get in their head. You know, everybody have a little phase. But you get to that level where you should move and then you should go and continue on to move up. You can't continue to seek that level and be around the same things that's going on. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I want everybody to kind of, like, if we collaborate a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? It's a great thing. I mean, we can make moves. You know what I'm saying? We can make waves, especially on this side of the United States. You know what I'm saying? Because California and all them, all in New York, everybody already, you know, they already on different tiers and different levels. Everybody holds them on pedestals for certain things. We hold Detroit on pedestals. Everybody, you know, so we got to get together. You know what I'm saying? Super Fox, we gotta put this union together, bro.
See, that's why that's why I created this podcast, you know, Radio, TV, and Entertainment. It's to educate and definitely get them to understand, you know, that strategy, understanding by those who are like yourself, Tony Tell, and comedian Super Fox, to get that understanding about the entertainment industry, that it's a business, but it's also, it can be a family as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because we are a family. We're all creative geniuses. Everybody's a creative genius. And we tell our own stories in our own way. You know what I'm saying? We are a plethora of just, that's just the energy of life, man. That's all I'm saying. You know, there's a lot of drama already going on around the world that we can't control and that we have no hand in. But what we can do is control the atmosphere around us and not stress out about that. You know what I'm saying? Let people know that, you know, everybody's playing for better, stop racism, stop this, brutality, this, that. You know, it's comedy is the one safe haven I think we all have as comedians, as people, is laughter, sense of personality, sense of humor. You know, just the simple essence of comedy is what saves everybody from everything, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we coming up on these last few minutes of the interview, so I definitely know we want to say what's more important in your life. I just want to ask you, because, you know, we got a few minutes left, and I just want to ask you straight up, Tony Tell, what's the most important thing in your life? What do you think that you can say that will be the last thing that you would like to leave the legacy? So what's the important thing in legacy that you have in this game?
Man, I think it's my ability to, the focus that I have, the dedication that I have, just my impact that I have on this industry that I haven't even started on creating yet. I want to let people know that what I cherish most is family, and I don't know, man. That is a broad question, bro, because I have no things that I put on the back burner. You know what I'm saying? Family, comedy, friends, just the creative abilities, just my gifts that God gave me is what is important to me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, I don't know, man. That's, you kind of caught me up on that one. You caught me up on that one, bro, because there's a lot of ways we can go with this, and we only got a few minutes left. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm an interesting dude. My personality, man, like, I don't know. I walk a different playing field, though. Like, nobody, I haven't really came across anybody that kind of comes close to how I think in my head and how I create. There's a lot of people,
that create and do a lot of amazing things, dude. You know, shout out to everybody that does everything that they do, bro. But I am psychotic when it comes to this hilarity and just my creative flow. I don't really sleep that much. I think I'm a robot. I think I didn't turn myself into a robot, dog. So my passion and what I want people to take to me is my dedication to anything that you do in this life, whether it's your job, whether it's your friends, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your family, just your dedication to the old impact on this earth and on this planet and in this life, because you only get one. You only get one in this form. You know what I'm saying? So live the life you want to live. Respect everybody around you. Do unto others that old school. Do unto others like you want others to do unto you. That's the simplest you can put, you know?
That's true. That, what you said about you only got one life, because, you know, I'm all about family, and I love my daughter to death. I mean, that's my heart. And just to think that one day I'm not going to be here, and she'll be here. And sometimes it hurts to know that one day I won't ever see her again. So, you have to enjoy every moment. You got to make it,
but at the same time, you got to look at the positive, is that a piece of you is going to continue to live on and continue.
Yes, amen.
And so you spend all the time and give all the knowledge that you can for the remaining years that you have in this life. That is now dedicated to getting her ready. And you know what I'm saying? So when you go, when you cross over, she can continue that legacy on. You know what I'm saying? You never know how many generations you're going to get to see before you go. Don't even start thinking about that, bro. You know, the life expectancy is growing, I feel. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till I look up my 189th birthday. I'm going live with Bill Hill, Super Fox. We had to follow with a little team. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go out with a bang. That's all we're talking about. Exactly, bro. So, yeah, I just want everybody to continue to just focus on what they're doing and just do positive things and keep their energy around them positive.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
took it to
like church. I say, it's a blessing. I mean, I enjoy this conversation. This is a bomb conversation.
Yeah.
It was real comfortable. It was like we were sitting at the couch chilling, man. Just eat the corned beef sandwich, just relax. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, man, this is the best interview where you can sit home. Like, they always talk about, let's go to the movies. But when you got the movies inside your house,
okay.
You could be at a boxing. You could be at a boxing watching Freddy Krueger. Watching Freddy Krueger, watching the papers come for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all know when the papers come. I got to send y'all the movies, man. I'm going to send y'all the DVDs, papers 10, 11, 12, and 13. I want to let you guys, y'all can get caught up in the series, man, because we're on our way to papers 50.
I want my DVD. I want my DVD. And I definitely want to join in the papers. I
want to
do it.
No, definitely, man. I got a stellar cast, man. Marcel Prince, you know, Haley Haysmith, Melissa Sandlin, you know, Sam Michael Cochran, Dorothy Reed, man. We going down. Ashley Gray. It's going down, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I also manage talent, so if you need some more talent, just let me know.
Oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for hilarious to join the hilarity. You know what I'm saying? I have plenty of papers. Plenty of papers going around.
That's what I'm talking about, Yolanda.
Yes, dear.
We're coming up on 2 minutes left, so you know what you wanna say anything?
You know what the doing, Yolanda. We got 2 minutes left.
Well, hey, we gotta let people know, where can we find the hilarity from Tony Taylor?
You can find the hilarity at www.tonytail.com. That's the home of the hilarity. Keep you updated on everything. And also youtube.com/thetonytailshow. And that's Tony Tail, T-A-L-E, like fairy tale. You know what I'm saying? So got all my YouTube, my Tony Tail show, all my animation, my skits, parodies. Tony McCann's on Facebook, at Tony Tail on Instagram. I am Tony Tail on Twitter. Follow the hilarity. You won't be disappointed, because I'm funny in a bag.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
For real, man. Thank you for tuning in, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing, man.
having you on the show, Tony Tell. And
Amen.
Tony Tell, we love having you. We can't wait to have you in the magazine as well. We're going to really highlight you.
Let me know. And I definitely even want to get some voiceovers with y'all on my animation, man, whenever y'all ready.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Animate one of these podcasts.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You probably can do an animation with me, the one-legged big comedian. That's hilarious.
Yes. Big comedian Super Fox on there.
We're ready, man.
Definitely. Anytime. You know, we just a phone call away.
Yes, that's right. We want to keep current with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let me know. I'm going to got all my stuff coming, so I'm always sending y'all updates and everything, posters, shows, and I definitely look forward to coming back on.
Definitely.
We, you know, you part of the family, you know what I'm saying? It's a big family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now we're LA Terriers, man. I love working with good, funny, and nice comedians.
Yes.
Definitely.
You know, they respect the game and respect each other.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We're sharing the same energy, we're just creating, and we're making the world laugh, man.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. That's how you can ever get.
Sometimes we miss the mark and something don't be funny and we apologize for that, but give us a minute and we'll be right back on deck. We keep
that right. That's right.
We tried. You respect that try. You know what I'm saying? We recover every time.
Yeah, you know how we recover. Yeah, that's right. I agree with you. We ain't always gonna hit it, but we gonna try. We might slap you on the back of the neck, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, some of our jokes might not get you to the next morning at work, but when you get it, you're going to be crying.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm definitely talking about.
We call that them sleeper jokes, so look out for that.
Yolanda, we can still talk. Did you get everything?
We got everything. So, you know, that was Tony Taylor and my co-host, Comedian Super Fox, on radio and TV Entertainment. AM, FM. We out.
Radio and TV, entertainment, AM, FM, podcast show. With Yolanda Nolly.
Are you a talent trying to make it in the world of entertainment? The way to do that is through social media. But how? With the ebook, How to Profit in Entertainment, Social Media Guide from author Yolanda Nolly. This incredible book will teach you how to brand yourself and how to earn profits using social media and other entertainment media platforms. The entertainment agencies will be offering you high-paying jobs. How to Profit in Entertainment, Social Media Guide. Order your copy today on Amazon and everywhere else.
Radio and TV, entertainment, AM, FM, podcast show, with Yolanda Nolly.
Chapter 1, How to Rise to the Top When Everybody There Is Already. Think you've got talent? You're not alone. The power of the internet, YouTube, and reality television has created a big pool of famous and not so famous people. So how do you rise to the top in your career, especially as an actor or actress in Hollywood, when it seems so crowded above? These three tips will help you make the moves to superstardom and stretch your 15 minutes of fame as a movie star into an hour. Get trained. What separates the actors from the imitators? Their respect for the craft of acting. Before you spend money on headshots, find the best acting, singing, and dancing classes in your area, and invest in your career. The most talented people in the business continually train with acting coaches to prepare for roles. They don't take their gift for granted. It is quite possible to have the innate talent for a particular art, but the successful entertainers who continue to work in the entertainment industry have developed their art over time. Acquire multiple skills. Become a Jack or Jill of all trades. The stars of the future will write, produce, and direct their own projects. Don't get lost by having only one skill that can make you money. Become an actor, director, writer, producer, and even a model. Can't write? Collaborate with a young filmmaker who needs an actor or fresh new face for his or her projects. The top money makers in show business look for ways to increase their market share and find opportunities to promote their multiple skills. You must diversify your talent to stay relevant. Create your own products. Be a trendsetter. Want to be the next Berry Gordy, Steven Spielberg, Mark Burnett, or Oprah Winfrey? Create an amazing product. Become an expert in your field. But you can't be a trend follower. You must be a trend setter. Don't better the worst product. Better the best. Gordy is a musical genius. Spielberg is a film mastermind. Mark Burnett is the whiz kid of reality TV. Oprah is a successful talk show maven and the new product's best girlfriend. Find a niche, create products, and sell. But the products you create must be phenomenal, not average, not mediocre. Think like the greats. Improve upon their successes. Create amazing products that your audience can't live without. Famous people of the future are increasing their knowledge, creating products, and diversifying their talents. Some of these innovators are stealing the thunder from established stars that are still following the old rules found in the star-making playbook. Use my suggestions to stay ahead of the next group of reality stars and home video masterminds. If not, you might disappear before you even enter the game. Chapter 2. Finding ways to make money using your artistic. Whether you have great musical talent, the ability to paint, or have outstanding writing prowess, you may be able to find ways to make money by using your talent. You certainly should use these skills to your advantage and not let them become wasted on just a recreational hobby. Musicians have so many different venues to go out and sell their talent, while a real, serious artist might still be able to sell their work if they can get their work exposed to the public eye. Writers often have a tough time trying to get their work published, but have outlets like short story and freelance opportunities as well to make a buck. While the most common stumbling block for an artist to find ways to make money is often their hardline stance on not wanting to be a sellout and wanting to keep their trade pure, this will often keep the artist very poor until they are dead. The smart ones will get out in the marketplace and try and get their art sold to as many people as they can. Quite a lot of musicians will work as cover bands or do things like weddings and school proms to make a buck, and writers will sell their work writing things they have little interest in just to gain notoriety and bring in the cash as well. This is often the price an artist has to pay before they are established in their venue of choice. If you are someone who has a talent, you may want to start looking for ways to make money from that talent, even if it is a weekend gig just doing kids' birthday parties as a juggling cowboy or singing with a Beatles cover band. It will allow you to make some money doing what you are good at and potentially open some doors for you to expand off of that talent. No matter what it is you ultimately want to do with your life, letting your artistic skills find ways to make money for you cannot hurt. You never know how far your talent may take you these days, as the avenues to exposure on a grand scale are more plentiful than they used to be. From YouTube to American Idol, there are many roads to success these days. The best thing you can do is try your hand at as many paths as possible and see where it leads. If it never works out for you, so be it. You can return to your boring 9-to-5 day job and keep singing on the weekends. Chapter 3. How to make money from your crafts, and art. If you are someone who enjoys putting together artistic projects, you can turn this into an opportunity to make extra money online. Whether you paint, make jewelry, take photographs, or craft other pieces of artwork together, you can turn this into a money-making activity. People are often willing to pay for different artworks which they enjoy, and as long as your works actually have artistic merit, you will have a good chance at making money from them. There are a few different websites available which can help you sell crafts and other pieces of art that you may have put together. By running searches and looking through some of the listings offered, you may be able to determine which website your pieces will fit into best. Taking the time to do your research will help you make extra money online, as you will know the best places to put your talents without wasting your time. Should you start to make extra money online through your art projects, you will only be inspired to spend more time working on them. This will serve two purposes in your life. Not only will you be bringing in some extra cash, which always helps, but you will also be able to spend time doing something that you genuinely love. This goal, which started out simply as a way to make extra money online, will turn into a great chance for you to develop your talents and skills and grow as an artist. It is definitely an opportunity which should be explored by anyone who is serious about developing their talents. Chapter 4. The right way to use YouTube to promote you. When we think of social media, YouTube is not really at the top of the list in the mind of an entrepreneur. It is less about social interaction and more of a good place to go for some distraction. This might be the case, but that doesn't mean it cannot be an integral part of marketing your brand online as an entertainer. What makes YouTube a social site is how easy it is for users to share the content with other people, as well as the ability to leave comments and subscribe to the channels they like. It is another way for a brand to reach its target audience online and grow its reputation as an industry leader. YouTube has the lowest average bounce rate of all the social networks. It is the continuous engagement from users that make it a channel that holds onto attention better than most. People are able to simply watch content instead of scroll and read. Another thing to consider is just how enormous YouTube's reach is. Over 1 billion unique visitors. That is a huge market that is largely untapped by so many businesses today. YouTube is a great channel for brands of all sizes in the entertainment world. Even for bloggers who are eager to grow their readership and build up their personal brand, can take advantage of the simple platform by uploading videos. So, as a brand, what should you be doing to get the most of all that YouTube can offer? First, fill out your profile completely. It is the same on every social network. You don't want to leave holes. Make sure that you are giving as much information about yourself as possible. Visitors want to see your info when they click on your profile, so don't leave them disappointed. Then, give your channel a good description. The channel description is like an introduction letter. It lets people know who you are and what they can expect when they watch your videos. This doesn't have to be a great work of literature, simply a brief statement about who you are, what types of videos you will be posting, and how often. Be sure to use your keywords in your description to make your channel easier to find through a user search. Be sure to include links. On your About page, it is always a good idea to include the links to your other social sites, like Twitter and Facebook, plus a direct link to your website or blog. This is a good way to get more people engaging with your brand outside of YouTube and build your fan base. Give your page some love. You can personalize your channel art in YouTube by adding a profile picture. Make sure that it is something reflective of your brand by using your logo, colors, and even your own picture. Stay active. You don't want people visiting your page and only finding a few videos that you posted at the dawn of time. Always create new videos to post to your channel. Interact with your followers by responding to any comments that they leave. Send out a thank you when they subscribe. You can see anything being discussed on your channel under the Discussion tab. The more active you are with your channel, the bigger your audience is going to get. It is also a good idea to embed your videos into blog posts, status updates on social media, or on your website. This is a good way for you to add channel subscribers from those who are already following you elsewhere. YouTube is a key part of any marketing strategy. Are you using it for your brand?
Dreams are realized. Clinical term is a neurosis.
What do you mean? You're my neurosis. I mean, you're my psychosis. I mean, because every day is everyone else's and you as my psychosis.
Well, why are we getting personal, Quack?
Well, hey, that's what I live. That's who I am. Another day, another psychosis.
Morning, Marge.
Oh, it's you. Finally decided to show up for work, huh? Before you give me some half-baked, pitiful excuse like the dog ate my gas pedal, alien stole my underwear, or my personal favorite, you had a gray matter leak in your brain and were waiting for the plumber. Give me one good reason, just one, why I shouldn't give you your walking papers right now.
You know, technically, Marge is correct, Quack. These fabrications cloak a dormant inbred desire to shrug responsibility and return to infancy with a poopy diaper.
With a what?
I'm waiting.
One good reason, March? I'll give you three. How about, this is my office, you're my secretary, and you work for me?
Oh? Well then good morning, Dr. Quack.
I'll be in my office. Why do I even put up with her? She harasses the patients, lets the phone ring off the hook, and couldn't type a decent letter at gunpoint.
As you colligate these facts, I must admit that was a little drastic.
The gun wasn't loaded anyway. Hey, wait a minute. Why am I even talking to you, Zig? You don't exist. You're just a figment in my mind.
Fine. I'm here with you day and night to help you with your psychosis. And you treat me like some bad sushi left for months in the bottom of a desk drawer.
Ugh, I wondered what that smell was. Thanks. Regardless, I'm the psychiatrist here. Me, Dr. Quack. Doctor, understand? What do you think the DR in front of my name means?
Delusional regression, if I took a clinical stab at it.
Very funny, Zig. That's your opinion.
Excuse me. Mr. Delusional Regression, your next patient is here.
Tell him I need a few minutes.
I'm smelling the pungent aroma of a soiled diaper again, Quack.
Look, I treat imaginary characters, and I can't even get rid of you. Maybe I should just end it all.
That's irrational. And I refuse to be the one to add to your own destruction by telling you the gun is under your latest issue of Mallard Girl magazine in your top drawer.
Oh, thanks, maybe. Maybe I'm just tired and hungry. I'm kind of short on money, and...
I would allocate the funds, but I left them in my other attire.
Ah, gotcha! You don't even have the money, 'cause you don't exist! Now, who's the best psychologist?
Both of us.
Why?
I purposely failed to tell you where the bullets were. So, Quack, how long have you had this fixation with self-destruction when I could easily sell tickets or send you spam emails?
Another day, another psychosis.